With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to The Drive.
Back in on The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll play a very special edition of One Gotta Go. I'll explain the rules coming up in just a bit. But I want to head to the phone lines right now and be joined by our next guest. He is an analyst for the NFL on CBS. He also is the voice of the Madden NFL video game franchise. He also is on the call between the Chiefs and the Titans this week. We welcome on Charles Davis onto the show today. Charles, appreciate you hopping on. You've had an opportunity to call Chiefs games so far this season. You called the Chiefs and the Eagles, so you've watched this team pretty closely. What's your perception of Kansas City as they sit right now at 3-3?
Well, my biggest perception is that they are still the Chiefs in so many ways, but you can see where the improvement is needed, and if they get it, then I think it'll get a lot of people off their back. I mean, the three teams that they lost to were pretty good. Lost to the Chargers, lost to Baltimore, you know, lost to Buffalo, all three of them leading their divisions. I think they're like 13-5 combined. Doesn't mean Kansas City can't beat them if they play them again. But the biggest deal is very simply this. They don't have to be dominant on defense. They just have to be improved. Because improved with this offense, and this offense, which has been turning it over way too much for their own liking, is still averaging over 31 points a game. Imagine if they take care of the football, what they can do. We had them in Philadelphia, just one turnover that day. They put 42 on the board. So if the defense just improves a little bit, you know, less leaky, don't give up the big plays, better communication on the back end, get a little bit more of a pass rush, which we actually saw against Washington, even though they didn't have any sacks. They don't have to be dominant. They just have to be decent, and they're working towards that now.
That's a very interesting point that you bring up, because part of the conversation here locally with the Chiefs has been, which version of the Chiefs do you think is real? Do you think it's the first half effort we saw against Washington, or the second half effort? Because you talk about them being dominant at times and looking like the same old Chiefs. That's exactly who I think we saw the final 30 minutes of the game. But a lot of the problems that I think we've seen so far this season were pretty evident the first 30 minutes of the game.
Yeah, and I think that it's always a case of being somewhere in between the two. And what I mean by that is, you know, it's like the old expression, you're never as great as your best day, you're never as bad as your worst. But the bottom line is, I think, the second half on offense, much more what we're used to seeing and much more what you should expect to get week in and week out. The second half of defense against Washington was terrific, but you got to take it with a little bit of a grain of salt, the wrong word, but that Washington offense isn't that great. Okay, so that's the thing you got to keep in mind. Taylor Heineke at quarterback is a wonderful story, a great young man, but he's not going to scare you like Lamar Jackson's going to scare you and be as dynamic. Same thing with Justin Herbert. Same thing with Josh Allen. Those are three big-time quarterbacks, and that's where issues crept in for the Kansas City defense. So you take it for confidence, and they should, and deservedly so. They played well against another NFL team. Is that the Chargers? Is that Buffalo? Is that in Baltimore? The answer is obviously no. So they've got to continue to keep working at what they're doing on that side of the ball.
Right now we're talking to Charles Davis of NFL on CBS. He is on the call this weekend for Chiefs and Titans. You mentioned the question for the defense. No one is asking this defense to be top eight in the NFL, but you're asking to get more towards the middle, be able to play some complementary football for the offense. Do you think this defense is capable of getting to that point?
I absolutely do, and I think part of the thing is that they don't talk about it much because they're not an excuse group, Steve Spagnuolo, Andy Reid, anyone on that side of the ball. But throughout this season, have they played with their top 11 on defense, or their top 50, 15 when guys sub in on a consistent basis? The answer's no. I mean, right from the beginning, Tyrann Mathieu misses the opener, right? Bob Thornhill has to fill in at that time. And now, of course, that would be Nick Sorensen filling in because Thornhill's now a starter. Frank Clark's missed three games. You know, Chris Jones has missed the last two games. Anthony Hitchens is dinged right now. You know, we can go on and on. Treverius Ward has missed the last few ball games. They've never had their consistent guys that they expect to be their starters. So the cohesiveness, the continuity that you build on that side of the ball hasn't been there. So do I think they can get better? I really do. And I think a guy like Jaron Reed, still adjusting in Kansas City, if we start to see the Jaron Reed we saw consistently in Seattle, that'll really help with the move with Chris Jones going out to end. They need him to be dominant inside, and he's capable of doing that.
So far, Charles, as you alluded to, the turnovers have been an issue with this team. Patrick Mahomes has 15 interceptions in his last 15 games. This team has 14 turnovers so far. And I'm sort of in between. We've seen this for now 6 weeks. At some point, you sort of are what you are, and the turnovers are going to be an issue. But that's also not what I've seen this team be for the last three seasons. They have been a ball control. Mahomes hasn't made some of the poor throws that he's made so far this season. When you look at their turnover issues, how much of that do you think are problems that are here to stay, or how much of it do you think is correctable so this team can get to that next level that we all thought they were going to be at the beginning of the season?
Well, the correctable ones are the ones where you have ball security after the catch, a Tyreek Hill, a Mecole Hardman, catch the ball, you know, get tackled, hang on to it. That's correctable. Patrick Mahomes fumbling the football in the pocket, correctable. Two throws come to mind, one against Baltimore and one last week against Washington, that he was the first one to go, yeah, what was I doing? Okay, correctable. But the flip side of it is you don't want to take away what makes him great. You don't want to take away him taking those laser throws and taking a few chances and trusting his receivers downfield. You will have some of those plays go awry, but the flip side is you will have some of those plays where that receiver will make a terrific catch for you and turn it into a big play. So you walk that line a little bit. I think this year has been a little bit on the unlucky side, a couple of bounce balls turned into interceptions, and a couple of throws that just flat out shouldn't have been made. But I don't think that Andy Reid wants to rein in Patrick Mahomes. I think you just got to be careful with doing that. That creativity, that's his genius, and that's the magic of their team. The last part of that is everyone they play now is going to play back what I call top-down defense, make you go extra plays, make you go extra yardage, and hope that along the way you make an error, jump on third and five, you know, third and three, and turn into third and eight, you know, turn the ball over, fumble it, interception. Incomplete pass because you get, you know, it's your third down, you've had to pick up on that drive. They're trying to get them into 10, 12, 15 play drives. They did that much better in the second half against Washington, but they're going to have to remember that all year long, patience will probably be their watchword.
Charles, right now I look at the AFC, and I think this is as wide open as it's maybe been in a decade. This conference has been dominated by Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, and Patrick Mahomes going to three straight AFC championship games. I think you can make a case for five or six different teams playing in the AFC championship game, which has made it really fun. I think Buffalo is the best team in the AFC, and I think teams two through five are basically interchangeable. You call this conference, you watch it game in and game out, week in and week out. What are your perception of the AFC?
Oh, I'm going to make it very simple for you. I think you're spot on with that, that it is wide open, and each team has to play to their strength and be who they are. I mean, you just go right on down the line with the teams we're talking about. So we've got a lot of teams that are out there, and you're right about that. Who is it going to be? But if I'm in Kansas City, I'm not panicking. I'm not worried. Yeah, they've got things to fix, but I think this team is capable of doing that. And, you know, maybe you won't get the same offensive explosions because of how defenses will play them. But if they stay patient, they're still averaging over 31 points per game.
Charles, hey, I appreciate your time. Thanks a lot for coming on with me today, man. I really appreciate it. Travel safe.
Thank you for your patience. You take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.